This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling man.
Heading for 33 today.
Oh my God.
It's over 30 every day, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, you don't care because you're doing Bikram yoga at the moment, so you're doing 60 degree heats. Did you do 40. It yesterday as well?
Yeah, I did yesterday in the afternoon.
Oh my God, and it was so hot in the afternoon. Oh, how did you drag yourself there?
I just did. I was determined to do it. I've got to use my monthly trial.
So you're going to do it every day?
I'm going to try to. I won't today. Right. I just can't today, but I will. Yeah. I'm going to try and do it at least 6 days.
Oh, wow. And is your sleep better? You sleep better?
Yeah, I slept so well. Was there thunder last night?
There was a bit of thunder.
Ah, because Fuzzy gets scared and he knocks on my bedroom door.
Oh, does he actually knock? I just knocks. Imagine him knocking.
He only does it, well, he taps, but he only does it when there's thunder and I didn't hear it. So
that's
must
so
have been
beautiful.
Last night. You're looking very summery today. When
I am
you're
looking
singlet.
Very summery. Isn't it funny though? Like once the heat starts warming up, right, people get really excited. Today on the tram, I'm not kidding, everybody that was sitting around me looked really hot today and I thought, is it because everyone's showing flesh?
Oh.
I wasn't quite sure, but I was sitting across a guy and a girl. They were a couple.
Yep.
And I so had the hots for the girlfriend. I was trying not to make it obvious, but I think he cottoned on, right?
What was he like?
He was all right, but I wasn't interested in him. I was interested in her. But when I got off the tram, this was quite funny. This guy just came running up to me. I had my headphones on and he tapped me on the shoulder. I turn around and it's this guy and he's got tats all over his face. And he goes, "How you going? Are you all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm okay, thank you." Panicked a little bit. And he said, "You got a light? You got a light?" But when he's asking me, have I got a light, he's smoking his cigarette. It's full
so
of lead.
So why did he want
exactly.
a light?
I said, you're smoking a cigarette? He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, just an excuse to talk to you. You're so hot.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he goes, it was just an excuse to talk to you. You're so hot.
What was he like?
He goes, can I walk with you? Can I walk with you? Can I walk with you?
Oh, that's
and
adorable.
It took well, it's not adorable because it could have killed me in the lame way. So I had to be very firm. Trust you to say it's adorable. And I had to be very, very firm and say, I'm not comfortable with you walking with me.
Oh, really?
And he just went, okay. And then he walked off. Now, he probably was harmless, but hello.
Yeah, you don't know.
He's doing my
do
head in. And I was so hot because he was off his tits. He was off his nutter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good call there. Well, I suppose
he was a good-looking guy, though.
Yesterday, I ran into that guy who stole our papers downstairs.
Yes, probably the same guy.
It might have been the same, but he was wearing sort of like an army uniform or
right.
something.
This guy looked like Eminem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I find Eminem really
hot. So he
hot.
Was round
but he
and
had
coloured.
So many tats on his face I couldn't really concentrate. You know what I mean? Hey, were you an obese kid?
I was a chubby kid.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
What'd your mum feed you?
She cooked. She just cooked big meals.
Yes.
All the time. But she always cooked a dessert.
Right.
And I ate that.
Okay,
and
so
I probably
had desserts at
two
night.
Lots three times. I was a big kid.
So she served big portions, did she?
Big portions.
Yeah. Like,
she fed us.
Mm.
And huge lunch.
Yeah, right.
I think the other thing too, I wasn't so active as a kid in,
right.
in primary or high
so
school.
So you were at where I'm at the moment.
Yeah, but it's funny now. How do I answer that one without getting into trouble?
Well, no, you're not getting into trouble. It's the truth.
No, but when I look at photos mm. back then, and you might have, you know, you have your school photos.
Yes.
And there might be, how many, 30 people in a class, yeah. what have you. There's me sort of standing out like a orange
oh.
in the middle of it.
The little chubby rainbow.
Yeah, the little chubby one. What were you
a little
like?
Little chubby Ranger in the photo. You'd have been so cute, your little freckles on your little nose.
I had blonde hair, not really.
I was a little cutie, actually. I was a really beautiful little girl. I look back at those photos and go, oh, I wonder what was going on in your head then because I was beautiful. I still am beautiful. But you know what? Australia's obesity crisis has now hit preschoolers with 20% of 2 to 4-year-olds now classified as overweight or obese.
20%?
Can
That's
you
huge.
Believe that? It's massive. And apparently the public health groups are calling for a tax on sugary drinks and restrictions on advertising junk food to children to try to control the problem. Also, portion sizes are massive. And so now Australia now has the fifth highest obesity rate in the world at 28% of the population behind the US at 38% and Mexico at 33%. New Zealand's the last one. How bad is that, though?
It's funny because whenever I see kids having a drink, they're always drinking a soft drink or a fruit juice. And there's this sort of perception that if they have this processed fruit juice, they're being healthy.
Yeah.
But it's just concentrated.
It's concentrated, fructose, isn't it? Absolutely. And also, it's costing our government $8.3 billion a year.
$8.3 billion.
Yeah. Our waistlines are alarming. So it's pretty full on.
Were you an active kid when you were little?
Let me try to think. I hated sports, so no, I wasn't. The only thing that was active was my mouth, basically. But I didn't start putting the weight on until I was a teenager.
Okay.
So
is that why you've got such a nice structured jawline?
Exactly right.
Because of all the talking
you were doing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wasn't. I hated sport.
So did I. Did your parents encourage you, though?
No.
Mine not at all.
Not really.
The only active was the Greek dancing that I had to do on Tuesday nights, and I hated it with a passion.
Did you? I liked dancing, so I used to do ballroom dancing.
Yeah, but not Greek
classes.
Dancing, buddy.
No, not Greek dancing. But dancing was good, and that I suppose that would have taken a bit of weight off.
Yeah.
But certainly in class, no, not active at all. I can remember being forced to do stuff. You know how you do those gymnastic things?
Yeah.
So I was a tubby kid. And I remember being...
I was just scared,
I don't even tell, I had to run up to some mat, this puffy mat, jump on it and flip over and roll in a circle or something. And I remember thinking, I'm not doing that. I'm round. I can't do it. And I ran up.
Oh, poor darling.
I had to jump. I jumped. I think I fell or something. And I remember my neck going... And I got up all white and
that's
dizzy.
That's probably why
and
you didn't take up ballet when you were
I was so angry with them for forcing me to do that.
Yeah, no.
I'd love to go back and see that teacher.
Yeah, well, you can, darling.
What were you doing?
Look at the abs on you now.
Apparently, we have about 7 billion cigarette butts end up just thrown on the street across the country per year, according to a government report. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot of butts.
Try and imagine 7 billion butts sort of all in one place. I mean, that's a huge bit of, well, I don't know what they're made of. It's probably plastic or something.
The butts?
Yeah.
Well, it's a sponge and some kind of plastic. Yeah, absolutely. How disgusting is that, though?
Oh, it's just terrible.
Were you ever a smoker?
No, I couldn't, because I was asthmatic.
Oh, that's
your problem. I mean, I tried it, but I just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
It would just send me off straight away.
The ironic thing is no one can do it when you try it. That you've got to push through it.
Oh, do you?
You don't give up that easily.
Maybe
you know
I use
what I mean?
That as an excuse. But I do remember trying it and just feeling so sick and
I remember
dizzy.
That's what happens, you know. You have to push through it. I remember my first cigarette, my uncle was over from Greece and I was probably about, I reckon, 13, and he left a couple of butts in the ashtray and him and Dad went off somewhere and I was left home alone and I went and lit up one of the butts and smoked it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and passed out on the bed. I was so dizzy. But, yeah, before...
Was that did you take it up from that point?
From that point on, it slowly creeped up and then I became a full-fledged smoker.
I remember the time I did try it.
Yeah.
And I had one and I don't know where I got it from, but I was trying it and my parents had gone out for the evening. And as soon as I went out, I went outside and tried it and they forgot something and they pulled in the driveway. I can't remember what
That's
my excuse
so
was why I was outside,
That's
but
so
I was
bad.
Absolutely.
I had a friend, I just quickly have to say, I have a friend, she's still a friend, but she doesn't no longer smokes. We used to go out and smoke all the time, right? Every time she'd take a drag or a puff off her cigarette, her eyes would close. She'd close her eyes.
Oh, no,
and it was just awkward smoking. I'd say, Susie, look, give up smoking. It doesn't suit you.
Now, yesterday I noticed a guy was crossing the road and he was quite, you know, he's trying to be quite masculine. And he was holding he was holding the cigarette, but I noticed his fingers, like most people will hold them with two fingers, don't they?
Yeah, depends.
He was sort of gripping it reverse like this.
I've done that before.
What's
when I'm playing out a character.
Mean?
I just like, you're tuning into your gangster moment.
Is it? He was sort of grabbing it and I thought, is he trying to be all masculine or has he got to the end of it and he doesn't want to burn his fingers?
Oh, that's
I wasn't
a good
sure
point.
What it was.
Both.
But you know what? In the Netherlands, they're training crows to pick up the butts.
You're kidding.
Nope. They've got this device. It's called the crowbar. And what they do is the crows pick up they pick up a cigarette butt.
Mate,
they spot one.
That's slavery.
They go and put it in this device and the device gives them food as a reward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they don't swallow the cigarette butt. But apparently it's been quite successful and they're starting to go around picking up cigarette butts off the ground.
Wow.
And then they get their reward afterwards.
That's really clever.
How good's that?
Actually, yeah. The fact that they get a reward, that's okay. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're, I mean, let's not drop them in the first place would be a better solution.
Mm.
I get so frustrated when I see that happen. People just throw them in the gutter and off they go.
Yeah. Have you ever patched someone with some cigarette breath?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're okay with it?
Yeah, so I'm
okay with
that.
If you were to fall in love with a gentleman and he smoked, how would you go with that?
As long as it goes outside,
yep.
I'd be fine with it.
I'd really struggle.
Really?
Mm.
The taste doesn't worry me at all for some reason.
No, the taste doesn't worry me so much either. I don't know. I just really struggle at the fact that my lover's hurting their lungs.
Oh, aren't you caring?
Yeah.
But that's a good enough reason. But yeah. At least you wouldn't be turned off by
the
smell.
I would not be turned off at all, and nor would I say that's a requirement. But, yeah, I don't want them smoking.
You know what I would prefer, though? Yeah. I prefer cigarette breath to bad breath.
Oh, me too.
Any day.
Bring on tobacco breath any day.
That would be horrible. Hey, I've been growing my hair a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting longer.
Oh, okay.
But I've noticed...
You're going to grow out the curls, are you?
Well, it's getting curlier the longer
the
it gets.
The wand out.
But I've noticed that... the I don't need a wand. It's so curly. But if I've had to use
what about a magic wand?
A magic wand. I've noticed some little bits of hair come off on my comb.
Oh, like
a
really?
Couple, just a couple here
yes.
and there. And because it's always been so short, I've never really noticed before.
Oh,
I thought,
God.
Oh, my goodness, am I losing my hair?
Oh, no. Well, you might be.
Maybe.
You're at that ripe age.
That ripe age. But it looks, we might be okay.
Really?
I actually find bald men sexy anyway.
So do I.
I think they look really good.
Mm.
My dad always had one of those
not all of them.
Comb overs. You know, the straight
is
over.
Kev bald,
completely
is he?
Bald on top.
Oh, no,
but
he
a bit on the side.
Over.
And he did the comb over.
Oh, that's hot.
Looked really cute. But South Korean scientists have cooked up a chemical.
Right.
That's been shown to promote growth in mice. It's called the CXXC type zinc factor protein 5.
Oh, wow.
How's that?
So, what, you put that on top of your bald patch or something?
I don't know where you put it, but they've tested it on mice over a 28 day period.
Right.
And it promoted growth of new follicles.
Well, I just imagined a bald mouse with a comb over.
One of the professors from the university says, we expect that the newly developed substance will contribute to the development of a drug that not only treats hair loss but also regenerate damaged skin tissues.
Wow.
How's that?
Okay, so do you think you've got the gene? Do you think you're going to lose your hair in a couple of years?
Well, I mean, I would have lost it by now. Don't you lose it in your sort of 20s or 30s?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're a late come on.
And doesn't it is it a myth? Does it skip a generation?
Look, I don't know. There is a myth about if your grandfather's baldy, you're going to be baldy. So was any of you?
So my grandfathers weren't bald.
Oh, cool. That's probably why.
So, but my father is, but the generation above my grandfather was.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, maybe you can ask your grandfather, your deceased grandfather, in one of your healings next week and ask him, you know.
I've got to channel him and ask him.
Yeah, why not?
Does it run in your family?
Baldness. No, my dad's got such thick hair. It's unbelievable.
That's a great
hence
thing.
Why I've got it. No balds in our family.
No balls.
No.
I remember once trying, someone gave me something and they said, oh, look, you know, if your hair thins, you put this stuff on top. And I remember putting it on top and I got this complete rash.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. Everything went really...
Does any of that stuff work, though?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
You know what, though? There is this adorable man. His name, we call him Tony Toupee. He's a local where I live.
Right.
And he's got a full head of hair, but he's got a wig on top of it that's
on top of the side.
Yeah.
On the side.
Yeah, he's a beautiful, I don't know, I always give him money. I think he's homeless.
Oh.
But he's always asking for a smoke, and I've told him like 500 times I don't smoke. But he's really cute. But, yeah, full head of hair, and then he's got a wig on top of it. Yeah.
Or maybe he thinks it's just a hat or something.
Oh, he's cute as.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.